Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about elves. Elves who are a heck of a lot closer to home than the North Pole. In this busy time of the year, when the snow is falling, shopping has to be done, many of us have jobs, we worry about our parents and grandparents who need help in preparing for the holidays, and we are really at a loss. We're frustrated with our time, how to get everything done in time to make the holidays what they're supposed to be, happy and peaceful and content. Tonight we talk about elders, elves who shop, wrap, cook, and even decorate for local seniors who can't deck the halls like they used to. Families are so busy at this time of the year that they may need these elves to keep their seniors active and independent this holiday season. And tonight we talk about real elves who come to your house and do everything from gift wrapping to Google and even hang mistletoe. Tonight we talk about elder elves from Synergy Home Care, an agency that has devoted itself to making the lives of local seniors merry and bright during the holidays. My guest this evening is Nigar Jahanbin, the owner and managing director of Synergy Home Care. She is a graduate of Villanova University. She was previously employed as a senior financial analyst for Johnson & Johnson and now is managing director of Synergy Home Care in the Philadelphia area. It is a pleasure to welcome Nigar Jahanbin. Welcome to WDIY.
Thank you so much for having me today, Ellie. I really appreciate it.
Well, this is a very busy season. Tell me, how did you become involved in this Elder Elves program?
Absolutely. I love to help people, and I think that sometimes, you know, there are so many options out there, but sometimes when there's so many things out there as resources to help us, it's hard to know what resources to utilize. And I think, you know, for me, having a program like the Elder Elves program is just one thing that symbolizes why I absolutely love Synergy Home Care and what we stand for. I mean, just the Elder Elves program, you know, I don't know about you, but there are so many people out there when it comes to the holidays, instead of it being a time of celebration and a time to be happy, it's a time of sadness. And I think that one of the best things about what we do and what I love and what we represent is that you can have that happiness. You can have all of those things that you used to do with just a little bit of help, you know? And
when you say sadness, are you saying because you live alone, because a senior lives alone and family is far away and are not able to get in? Is that what you mean by sadness?
It's a combination. I mean, even let's think about the little things that we take for granted, right? Like putting up a tree, putting on your lights, decorating your house, you know? All those little things that you take for granted sometimes because, you know, day to day now I can do those things. But when I can't do those things anymore, and so many times, you know, when I'm meeting with families, especially the ones in need of care, they'll say, Nigar, you know, the holidays, you know, it is what it is. And I say, what do you mean by what it is what it is? Well, you know, I can't bake the cookies I used to, and I can't put up the tree like I used to. And it's all those things that used to be. And I think the fantastic thing about the Elders, the Elves program that we have and all the support that we stand for at Synergy is that it doesn't have to be what used to be. You know, if you have a caretaker that comes in and helps you put up that tree, that helps you put on, you know, those decorations and from your kids that they used to make it and bake those cookies, it makes you feel like, you know, it's the holidays, it's time to celebrate. That's more so what I'm talking about.
So the Elder Elves really come in and do what a person used to do but can't do anymore by themselves.
You got it. Even things like go shopping, you know, take them out in their car because we provide transportation services. And that sometimes is just by itself. You know, a lot of times individuals feel isolated because they say, you know what, I have to wait for my daughter. I have to wait for, you know, my neighbor down the street to occasionally take me out. And a lot of times it's very isolating because you feel that you can't do those things anymore. You're on everybody else's schedule. And the nice thing is that, you know, you call, you set up some time, you go to the mall, you can shop for these gifts for these grandchildren or friends that you like, just like you used to.
And so
and that's the point.
If a person is, if a person, let's say, has to use a wheelchair, does the Elder L help them with their wheelchair and make it possible for them to go shopping with their wheelchair or with whatever, you know, assistance they need?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, with their walkers, with their wheelchairs. So that's the best part, so that they can feel like they're a part of it. So it's not just even the caretaker going to the mall themselves and picking up the things. If they want to come and they want to be a part of the experience, we'll make that happen.
Well, give us an example of a family that you assisted where a person was very independent and was really getting down and blue because the holidays are approaching and perhaps, her family, her daughters or whatever are far away. How do people get in touch with you and how do you make it happen? Can you give us an example?
Sure. I'll give you a recent example, actually, that we had. It was a lovely woman who was very independent. I loved her. She very much symbolized what my spirit is all about. She's always taking care of her kids. You know, her husband passed away relatively young in her life, so she's always had to be very independent. And she had gotten to a point in her life where, you know, things were starting to get a little bit more difficult, but she was very much fighting for that independence. Well, fast forward a little bit in her story, she ended up getting into a minor accident, but it was becoming very obvious that she no longer could safely drive. So essentially what ended up happening was that they took her driver's license away. They, being the doctor, said, you know, it's no longer safe for you to be driving. And it was a very emotional time for her because that was the key to her independence. That's how she got around. That's how she visited friends. That's how she maintained her livelihood. So her children really approached their mom, and in this situation, actually, it was a gift. They said, Mom, this is a present from us to you for the holidays. This was actually, talking to her and saying, don't look at about all the things that you can't do. Let's think about all the things that you can continue to do. So during the holidays, and that's what she was even more upset about, actually. She said, you know, how am I going to do all these things? How am I going to go and get the gifts that I want? And she did volunteer work. She said, how am I going to, you know, do volunteering and things like that? These are all the things I love to do. So just an example there is, you know, we set up a companion with her, and she was still able to do her volunteering. She was still able to do her, you know, shopping and all of those things. And was it the same? No. But was she stuck at home and sad? Absolutely not. So sometimes it's finding that middle ground and saying, you know, I'm going to make the best of this that I possibly can. What were you saying in the beginning of your show? It's, you know, 90% your attitude or
90% of life's events happen to us and 10% is what we make happen.
Exactly. So well said. And I think that's such a foundation of what Synergy can do for folks out there because, you know, you can sit there and you can be upset about all the things that you can't do, but with a little bit of help and support, there's so much that you still can do.
I'm sorry. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, I'm talking with Nigar Jahanbin, who is the owner and managing director of Synergy Home Care, which is a very special agency that has an Elder Elves holiday program and really can help you set up your home and help you take charge of your life and help you age in place in many different ways. And we were just talking about this example. How old was this woman you were talking about?
I want to say she was around 75 or so.
Yes, well, that was so that Synergy really came in and really provided a very special service. And they made it possible for her to be independent. And that's what all elders want, is to feel a sense of independence and be able to take care of themselves and do the things they want to do. And you mentioned she did volunteering work.
Absolutely. She was such a fiery woman. And that's the best part, because so many times when I meet with individuals, I see that fire that's gone out. And when I go What I mean by that is I go to meet a family with for their assessment to see how we can help, right? And you look on the mantle and you see all these pictures of their life with them laughing with their kids, these special moments where you can see they had such an amazing life and personality. And then when we meet with them, they're, you know, sometimes they're sad, sometimes they're vibrant, and they're very, you know, they're hopeful. But a lot of times I see that folks are sad about the things that they can no longer do. And I think it's just knowing about your resources, what can help you, not necessarily focus on the things that you can't do anymore, but focus on how can I get a little bit of that extra help so that I can stay in my home, for example. How can I, you know, there was a lady, for example, I love this woman, by the way. She actually, she has a little bit of a language barrier, but she's still very, very independent. And what she wanted from us is she said, Nagar, I want someone to take me to the mall. And this actually wasn't around the holidays, by the way. And she said, I just want to go to the mall. This is once, I think it was, she set different times. There was no specific schedule. And that's the other great thing. You don't have to have a set schedule. But every, you know, every 2 weeks, she would give us a couple days where she wanted to go to the mall. And she would just go walk. She goes, I love to be around people. And that's what we did. And it is so great. She called herself. She actually completely managed her own, you know, having that little bit of companion support, almost like a taxi service. She would call us in advance and say, on Monday and Friday, oh, I would like to have, you know, somebody come and help me go to the mall. And she would just walk. And it was great. She's such a lively person. And again, it was about living life to the best that you possibly can. And that's what we help with.
Well, you know what, this is a very exciting, it sounds like a very exciting program, and we're going to talk more about who you are at Synergy Home Care and how getting help at home can help you to take charge of your life and help you age in place when we return to take charge of your life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is your host, Elena Bobro, marriage and family therapist, and this evening we're talking about elves, elder elves who have a special holiday program, and we're talking about a special agency called Synergy Home Care, which specializes in personal home care as opposed to medical home care. Am I getting that right, Nagar?
Absolutely, absolutely correct.
And my guest this evening is Nagar Jahanbin, who is the owner and managing director of Synergy Home Care. She's a graduate of Villanova University and was previously employed as a senior financial analyst for Johnson & Johnson. It's really very interesting to talk with you about this personal home care. Most of us are familiar with medical home care, where people, you know, come in and supervise our medical home care. Tell us the difference about this personal home care that you're talking about.
Absolutely. And it's such a good question because so much of the terminology is interchangeably used, which makes it very, very confusing, I think, for those out there. So just to talk a little bit about the terminology for a second, home health is typically referred to those things such as skilled nursing. You have a nurse that comes out and helps. You have physical therapists, occupational therapists, things along those lines that come out and help you. Those are usually referred to as home health and skilled services. What we do is home care, and it's non-medical. So what that means is it's basic as companionship, helping with transportation, running errands, to as extensive to all of the assistance that you need with your activities of daily living, like showering, going to the bathroom, things along those lines.
How about cooking and making meals?
you got it, and making meals, all of those types of things. So very different than the nurse coming out and getting your, you know, your blood pressure and drawing blood and things along those lines. Make sense a little bit there?
Yes, that is clear. And how do we get in touch with a personal home care service such as yours?
Sure. Well, Synergy Home Care, our office, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can contact us. There's our website, www.synergyhomecare.com. And the great thing there is that that'll actually give you access to all of the offices that are closest to you because we are nationwide. And then there's also our number that you can always call, the 610-265-2350. And that's the best part about being able to start. Even if, for example, maybe our specific Synergy Home Care office is not in your area, there could be another office that's very close to you.
Well, I want you to know that I was very, very familiar with the personal home care, although I wasn't aware that that's what it was called at the time. When my dad was 89, he stopped working because he was on New York subway and on his way to collect his paycheck. And the train stopped, and he got up to find out what was going on. He said, "What's going on around here?" The train started forward, lurched forward, and he fell, hit his head, and was the end. That was the end. The cascading events that ended his working career. But I started out with personal home care with 4 hours a day, went to 8. And then eventually to 12 and 24. But in my dad's case, you mentioned earlier that some of your clients wanted people to go, they wanted to go to the mall and go shopping and things of that case. In my dad's case, he wanted a personal home care person who was going to help him go down the 32 steps, concrete steps from his apartment house and walk him a couple of blocks to where the off-track betting office was so he could place his bet and then come back and climb up those stairs. And that's what he was interested in. That kept him very happy. And if he weren't able to do that, he was not happy.
Well, that's the best part right there. You know, he kept up his life, what made him happy. He took charge of that. And I think that's the beauty of that story. I love that story. Yes. You know, for someone is going to the mall, for someone else is going to the tracking area. and that's the thing. You got to ask yourself, you know, if you're out there and you're sitting in your home and you're thinking about all the things that you no longer can do, start to think about all the things you want to continue to do and think about the support you just have to put into place. That's all, you know, instead of maybe going by yourself. You just have to plan it out a little, and you can still go to that tracking area. You can still go to the mall. You can still visit your friends. You can still even do things like volunteer. This is in our specific office, but there is another office that is in our area that was telling me that this lovely lady, she volunteered and she did Meals on Wheels. Are you familiar with the Meals on Wheels program?
Oh, yes, of course, Meals on Wheels, of course.
Okay, so instead of her, you know, she no longer could drive, but she went with our aide, and she still did her volunteer work, but she loved to visit those people and provide them with food. And that gave her livelihood. She loved to help. And she was still able to do that, you know? So those are the things that you have to think about, is what do you want to continue to do, and you don't have to stop doing them.
Well, I think that is a wonderful service that is provided. And now I have to come down to something very basic, and that is, Who is responsible for the financial services? In other words, Medicare, Medicaid, who provides some resources so that a person can take advantage of having personal home care?
Absolutely. That's a very, very good question and one that's asked oftentimes. There's a lot of different resources to help pay for home care. I mean, obviously, the first one is private pay. But let's say, for example, you don't have the funds for that. The Department of Aging has different programs that they have that help to supplement the cost of care. You have things like long-term care insurance that will help pay for care. And things like, I know for veterans out there, there's a lot of programs. There's one in particular called Aid in Attendance that also helps to pay for care. So a lot of different resources. And sometimes, you know, it's just a matter of picking up the phone and calling and saying, here's my situation. What are my options? And we can help you kind of, you know, ask you those questions. You know, were you a veteran? Do you have a long-term care insurance policy? All of those things. And then depending on the Department of Aging as well, you may qualify for those benefits. So a lot of different resources to help pay for care.
So you, so if a person is interested in personal care that we're talking about, the Elder Elves Holiday Program, or some more long-term personal care, they would just get in touch with you, and you would work it out with them and help them to discover what financial aid was available for them to supplement the cost of the program.
Absolutely. And if we can help in any way in terms of the applications, I know for the Department of Aging, there's so many different programs out there, and sometimes with a little bit of help just to get the application started with them, or at least even knowing which application to fill out, is a huge help in terms of accessing funds that they can use.
Well, it sounds like this is a program that I know many of us are familiar with the medical program, medical help, but not we're all not so familiar with the personal side of the home care that's available. And maybe if we were available, I haven't really heard of the idea of people coming in and taking you out shopping, or as in my father's case, taking him to off-track bedding. But I thought that was unusual for the people that I had, who were just very kind and very supportive of my dad's, shall I say, unique idiosyncratic ways that kept him happy until he was 93.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the thing is that it kept him happy, and that's the beauty of his story. But one thing that I really love about his story as well that I think resonates with a lot of people, and I don't know, you said that it was a situation where your dad was on the subway getting his paycheck and he hit his head. Is that what you
mentioned? Right. The train lurched forward and he fell and hit his head.
So with his story, there was a specific life event that happened to trigger him needing care. Well, one of the things that I think is going to resonate with people, and I see all the time, is that folks wait until, you know, for example, they were having a hard time walking and they slipped and they fell, or they were just doing some basic things and they were having a harder time and they knew it was getting increasingly difficult for them, but they didn't want to mention anything to their loved one because they didn't want to be a burden, things along those lines. And I hope people listening out there realize that before something happens, start to really be in tune with your body. Because if you start to realize that things are getting so difficult and so challenging that it is, you know, very possible that you could fall. And sometimes there are so many people out there who have had multiple falls and they don't tell their loved ones because they don't want to leave their home, and they think if they tell someone, they're going to, you know, move them out of their home where they love to be. And I just hope that people listening out there can realize that there's another option out there. You know, before you have a really bad fall and before something really bad happens, get some help in the home so that you don't have to leave and you can continue to live your life the way that it is before something really bad happens.
Well, I think that's a very important statement. And give us again how we get in touch with you. The phone number we can call is?
Absolutely. It's 610-265-2350. And you can also go to our website at www.synergyhomecare.com.
And you would direct people to other agencies or other avenues that they can connect with if they're not in your area and people?
Absolutely, we can.
I think that's the most important thing, because I just wanted people to be aware of the fact that there are places and agencies that can assist beyond the medical support. And I love the fact that you have this Elder Elves Holiday Program, which comes and do they help to decorate the tree? Do they help purchase the tree?
My goodness, absolutely. All of the above. Decorate the tree. I know, you know, wrap the presents, get it all, you know, start baking the cookies, all of it.
So that if you have a family member who is in need of support, you can find an elder, an elder elf to help with, to help your senior enjoy a holiday program and not feel that they're losing out.
And not at all.
Yes, and also feel that you're able to help your father, mother, or grandparents. Well, I want to thank you, Nagar Jahanbin, owner and managing director of Synergy Home Care Elder Elves, for helping us to know that Santa provides not only for our children, but also for our seniors. Thank you for helping families take care of their seniors, providing elder elves a gift to ourselves and our seniors. Thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives. Happy holidays to all. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.